Facing increasing political blowback, many Republican lawmakers are choosing to skip town halls with constituents during the congressional recess this week. Now, frustrated voters are organizing their own forums, with or without them. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Madalena McNeil founded the group Utahns Speak Out about 2 weeks ago, one of several grassroots groups that have sprung up in the early days of the Trump presidency, as activists are urging resistance to his policies. Working with a few other organizations, she sent formal invitations to every member of Utah's congressional delegation to hold a town hall during their break, but each declined the offer.
So we said, let's hold our own and let's get together, talk about the importance of political accountability, encourage people to stay involved, and kind of highlight organizations that are working to help people in Utah.
She says 31 organizations are co-sponsoring the Town Hall for All this Friday evening at Cottonwood High School, which more than 500 people have RSVP'd to. Republicans have shied away from these types of forums after video clips of representatives getting booed by voters have gone viral, including the now infamous forum with Representative Jason Chaffetz earlier this month. The Utah GOP has also discouraged representatives from attending these in favor of smaller gatherings or teletown halls to avoid what Chairman James Evans calls an organized effort to disrupt and intimidate conservative lawmakers.
This effort to try to make it look as if Americans, that these individuals that go to these town halls are representing the feeling of America, it's just not wrong. It's orchestrated outrage, and it simply is manufactured.
But Madalena McNeil says the grassroots resistance to Trump is no different than the Tea Party movement of 2010, which galvanized conservative activists opposed to Obama's policies. She hopes their forum on Friday will at least allow people to leave feeling their voice was heard, something she hopes more representatives will try doing with their constituents. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.